This is CA and Marion calling in from Pretty Big Walk Day 1. Pretty Big Walk Day 1 didn't have much walking, but it had some very exciting driving. With all the rains we've been having, some of the roads were fairly mucky and squishy and had some very large ruts, but we had an excellent driver and we've arrived here safely. I don't know if you can hear in the background the Sodicola river. And I'm looking at some goats. The goats are all just by the river. And they're being encouraged to get off the... There's erosion bars leading out into the river, and now someone's trying to encourage goats, who of course like to climb high off of the erosion bars. And we're in our first campsite. You may hear the bells of the horses going up behind us. But there's just a lot going on at this particular moment when I'm calling. And tea just arrived, so Marion's making us some tea. And we've got some biscuits and some Mada Matura, some fun sort of other snacks that Raj has gotten us. So we're sort of settling in, trying to remember where we put everything in our bags, and then looking forward to walking tomorrow. Folks who followed us in the fall of 2017 will remember we did the Manaslu trek, so probably the first day of our walking tomorrow will be very similar, except we're going to walk it on river left. Last time we were forced to go over to river right. We go up about a day, and then we'll take a big dog leg right and make a big old 1,000-meter climb up and start heading across the Gamesh Himal. When we went up the Tum Valley on that trip, we saw one side of the Gamesh Himal, and now we'll be coming along the outer side of it. So it's great to be underway. The packing decisions have all been done. We're doing great. And I heard a message come in, so we'll check that. And wanted to remember to say that if at any point you don't hear from us, i.e. if an in-reach map position comes out or doesn't come out or an audio call comes out, it just means we're struggling to keep battery power. We've heard it's being a pretty cloudy spring. They're even having trouble keeping the batteries charged at the HRA, the Himalayan Rescue Association clinic at base camp. So with us moving most days, we may not be able to keep energy up. So if you don't hear from us, that just means we've run out of sunlight. It doesn't mean anything bad has happened. So just wanted to remind everyone of that. But we're here. We're thrilled to be here. And we will keep you posted on our progress as we make our way across the Gamesh Himal and then across the Langtang. And we'll see how weather and snow conditions allow us to see which routes we take. But that's not for several days. We have probably about a week to 10 days of crossing the Gamesh Himal as our first project. Hope you're having a great day. This is T.A. Marion signing out from day one on the Pretty Big Walk. Take care. Bye.